It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Confederate degenerate.
Southern fried succubus. Hee-haw-ho.
I'll be damned if I'm going to lose to a team of girls.
The only thing I'm going to lose to a woman is like an ironing contest.
Taking your phone calls about gasoline, about snoring, about anything you want to talk about on the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. We invite you to visit WJFK.com. Click on me. Once you're there, check out our podcast.
Click on Mike.
Post your thoughts in the forum. Email us if you choose. Coming soon, MikeO'Mara.com. Speaking of the podcast, number nine.
Yeah, what's up with that?
We are now, today, the ninth most downloaded podcast in the United States
on,
of America.
On iTunes, yeah.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. There are times when it's great that our signal sucks.
Some sort of incredible fluke has occurred, ladies and gentlemen.
And
but
we thank you.
We do thank
yes,
you.
Thank
because
you all.
Yesterday it was number 10, and today it's number 9. And I just want to say, look out, Oprah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're coming to get you.
There's no way it could become number 8.
I was looking at this thing. Where is it? It's lying around here somewhere where we've got all the different iPod. Podcast.
The countdown.
The stuff that we beat and the ones that are beating it. It was hard to see because it was a screen capture, so it wasn't the entire list.
Yeah, it's, Oprah and Eckhart Tolle's A New Earth. That's number one.
Oh, that's
I don't know
her,
what the hell that is.
That's her hocus pocus cult guy.
Number two is Oprah again with some other guy.
Sure.
Number three, The American Life, Chicago Public Radio.
This American Life, very good show.
Number four, Lewis Black.
He's very good.
Number five, Games and Hobbies from NPR.
Whatever.
I listen to that every day.
Number six, Fresh Air from NPR. Number seven, The Best of YouTube. Number eight, Comedy Central Stand-Up. That's a video. And number nine, there it is, The Mike O'Mara Show, 106.7 WJFK. And it says, Full Out Comedy.
Wow. Is that what it says?
Nice.
Want to know who we're beating?
I would.
Who's number 10?
We're beating, that's another NPR one. We're beating PTI, pardon the interruption.
Right. In your face.
We're beating Real Time with Bill Maher.
That's great.
We're beating The Onion.
That's impressive. They're funny.
We're beating one of the Oprah and Friends, the XM show.
Uh-huh.
We're beating VH1's Best Week Ever.
Was that XM or BM?
We're beating Deadliest Catch, the video podcast.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
And a lot of NPR, though.
Yeah, so, they're very popular.
Yeah, a lot of the on the podcast.
People with pods.
But we're number 9. So, go to WJFK.com and get your podcast. Get your podcast here. Get your podcast. Very, very exciting.
I can't imagine us rising to 8.
You wait and see, Buzz. It's going to happen.
Nah.
I predict it. Let's go to Hagbard.
Who?
In Albuquerque. I think this is another psychic on the show. Hagbard, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hagbard.
Yes, hello.
The Magnificent.
Hello, Hagbard.
Is this the NPR Games and Hobbies line?
Not funny.
Hagbard got a joke book.
Hagbard, what can we do for you now that you have a huge demerit after that joke?
Just sitting here with a tarot deck wondering if you wanted a reading.
Oh, again with tarot?
Tarot. Are you a psychic?
Yes.
All right. Have you ever done any psychic readings on the radio before?
Not on the radio, no.
Oh. What? Were you saying I'm on the radio?
I said not on the radio.
Not on the radio.
Hmm?
All right.
What do you need? Do you need to listen to Mike for a second to be able to do a reading on him?
No, none of that. I got the cards out.
Oh, okay. Well,
all right, I'll let you do one, and if it sucks, we're letting you go.
Okay, here it is. Mike, I'm seeing very clearly a haircut in your near future.
Thank you very much.
Hagbard.
There goes Hagbard.
He's good.
Shortest appearance in the history of radio. Prentice from Kansas clearing his throat. Prentice, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
How's it going, Mike?
How are you, Prentice?
All right. I am a fat man with an extreme snoring problem.
Are you really? How long have you had your snoring problem?
Oh, about 10. When I was 10, I started snoring.
Are you seeing? Yeah. Is this the way you really sound, or were you doing a voice just then?
I was doing a voice.
Okay, Prentice, let's get the vitals. How tall are you?
I'm 5'9 and a half.
And what are you currently weighing at?
316.
316?
That's pretty thick. Were
That's
you heavy as a 10-year-old?
No, I was a skinny kid.
I was too.
Not me.
I shattered my leg in, 91, and I put on the weight and haven't been able to get it off.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so do you do anything for your snoring?
I just got on the CPAP machine 2 weeks ago.
How's it working for you?
I don't snore.
Yeah, but that's such a device. I mean,
I felt
like I was in the cockpit of an F-16 when I was wearing that thing, and it just takes over my whole head.
How was it for your sex life?
It was wonderful. I was single at the time. When I had my CPAP, which is a machine that it's like an oxygen mask that goes over your face, I was actually single at the time, and you know the single chicks absolutely loved it.
Yeah. Sure.
It's hot.
Well, Prentice, you know, stay fat and you know, keep using your CPAP machine.
Yeah, it helps. It. Yeah, I sleep now. I get rest. It's wonderful.
What are you having for dinner tonight?
You beat me to it.
Who knows? I'm going to work.
Prentice. Like, you're not thinking about it. Like, you haven't given it thought. You didn't give it thought at 8 o'clock this morning.
Is it takeout?
Probably Chinese noodles.
Attaboy.
And your favorite dessert?
I'm sorry he's gone, Buzz.
That's too bad. I hope he calls back later.
I'll answer for him. It was pie.
Delicious pie.
Well, who doesn't like pie?
Let's go to Anthony. Anthony, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, bud. You know, they're going to start playing porn at all the gas stations all across the United States on flat screens right by the pumps.
Well, you know what? I have heard through the grapevine that here at the station we are in the process of working something out for gasoline. Maybe
that way you're not the only one getting screwed whenever you fill up your car.
Now I think, but
his
joke. Yeah, see, that's all he wanted was his joke.
Is this Hagbard?
Porn at the pumps.
What we've got to do here.
I got your cough button, Mike. Go ahead.
The way they explained it to me, Rob, is that we're going to have a you know, some coupons or something like that. But I still might like to get an individual operator, some mom and pop gas station that might want to play, you know, that might want to have a little fun for maybe just like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Well, and if we just got 2 hours and we cause pandemonium, we wreaked havoc.
Work with us. We'll work with you.
Yeah.
Because my goal in life is here in Washington, D.C., is to have Megan McGrath cover a story about this show.
And use the word bedlam?
It was pandemonium in Arlington today as cars lined up for 15,000 miles.
Better yet, Holly Morris.
Oh, that would be even better.
The city shut down. Then we'd have to do it in the morning.
That'd be a dream come true. Let's go to Joe in Albee. I don't know where that is. Albee, New Mexico. Joe, you're on the show.
Albuquerque. Mike, what's happening?
Oh, it's Albee. Okay. All right, Albuquerque.
Joe learned an abbreviation.
Yeah, they're getting clever back there. What can we do for you, Joe?
Not me, Joe, the other Joe, right?
So, right.
Hey, thanks for the advertisement about all the cool stuff I can get on podcasts besides Mike O'Mara.
Oh, really? Yeah, now you're going to go and grab those? No, just our show. That's all we want you to download.
I don't know. Joe sounds like he might really enjoy NPR.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. Nice talking to you, Joe. Lisa from West Virginia. Lisa, how about normal names, please? Can I request normal names for the locations now?
Has he gotten really creative?
I thought Lisa was a normal name.
No, you're from Charlestown, right?
Actually, no, I'm from Loudoun County, but I'm in Charlestown doing errands right now.
Yes, what can we do for you, Lisa?
Well, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller of the show.
Thank you.
No, yesterday you were talking about Rice Krispie Treats.
Right.
You know that there's no baking involved with Rice Krispie Treats, right?
I've made Rice Krispie Treats. Yes, of course we know that. You're talking about experts on Rice Krispie Treats.
Yeah, so Catherine should be able to make them for you.
Who is that?
Your daughter should be able to.
Your daughter.
Well, yeah. What is that doing for me right now, Lisa? Well, they're not in front of me. My daughter's in school.
Well, she can do it as soon as she gets home from school.
You see,
and they'd be waiting for you when you got home.
This lady does
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins nothing. You don't get it.
Hey, Lisa, what is your favorite dessert?
Boston cream pie.
I mean this seriously.
Gonna miss her.
Something with a sauce.
Hey, I put Katie on the microphone for a second. Right, can you give her the headphones?
Literally put her on the microphone.
Hi.
All right, here we go. Katie, listen up. Let me hang up on this lady here.
I didn't like her.
No. All right. Ready? I want to see you. This is an experiment. Katie, are you listening carefully? Thank you.
It works.
Said she likes those, so I thought I'd play them for her on the whole thing.
It's fun to listen to her laugh.
Very good. Yeah.
And fun to watch.
Like a woman that likes a good fart joke. Maria in Waterford, Virginia, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm wonderful. What can we do for you today?
I have a question. Are you still nervous doing the show on your own?
What do you think?
Well, sometimes I wonder because you seem to go so fast sometimes that you don't listen to what Rob or Buzz say. You just kind of gloss over it. So I thought maybe you're still a little nervous.
No, I'm listening to what you're saying right now. Actually, I'm kind of exhilarated and energized by doing
this
show.
That's what it is, you see.
I actually, the very first day, even that day, it wasn't nerves as much as it was kind of exhilaration.
And anticipation.
I was kind of jacked up. No, that's really my personality, Maria, you know, when I'm jumping on everybody and not listening. Even if I'm like drinking 400 beers and I'm calm as a cucumber, I just really don't listen.
Somebody has to drive the show just as somebody has to drive the car, and the driver can't always pay attention to everything that's going on in the back seat. You understand.
Well, I can understand ignoring Rob, but just pay attention to Buzz.
Well, Maria, you know, why don't you come down here from Waterford, Virginia? Where is Waterford?
Why don't you come pay attention?
Waterford's near Leesburg, Virginia.
What's that?
It's near Leesburg, Virginia. It's
right,
far.
That explains it.
Do me a favor. What I'd like you to do right now, you got a minute for me right here?
I've got all the time you need.
Okay, and because the connection is pretty good. I'm just going to take a back seat for a second, and I want you to. What I'd like you to do is just kind of show me how it's done when we're talking to Robin Buzz. Give me about 60 seconds and have a nice chat with Robin Buzz, okay?
Okay.
Show me how it's done. All right, ladies and gentlemen, can you give your last name or make up a last name? How about Maria Ramos?
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Maria Ramos Show. Go, Maria.
Hey, Buzz, it's about the time for your Buzz News. What's up?
Well, I'll be telling that to you shortly, Maria.
Rob, this is hard.
Yeah, see?
What have we learned from this little experiment, Maria?
I need to keep my
your mouth shut.
Myself.
You keep your mouth
but
shut.
But listen, I love you. I love you. You
can come down, Maria, and pay attention to me. How's that?
That's it. She's gone. Thank you very much, Maria. And speaking of that, it is time for our very first buzz of the day.
What? She was concerned that you speak muy rapido.
Hey, buenos dias. I like Maria. I think her heart was in the right place.
I don't think her heart was in the right. I think it was in her knee.
In her ass. All right, Buzz, what is on the agenda for the very first buzz of the program?
Well, for one thing, Congress is getting a closer look at those boot camps for troubled teens, and they're looking at the results of an undercover probe. A committee will hear testimony from former boot camp residents and employees. Mm-hmm. Another warehouse wholesaler's limiting the sale of white rice. Walmart Sam's Club says the limits are being imposed, quote, due to recent supply and demand trends. The move follows that of Costco, which has seen increases in sales of rice and flour. Fears of global food shortages are what's causing the increased demand.
Hey, Robbie's doing a story about rice.
Oh,
you beat me to the punch.
I thought you were going to do it at
come
the
on.
Same time.
Come on.
I didn't know.
Play right. With rising gas prices comes an increase in gasoline theft. The president of the Marketers Association of America says lawmakers are being pressured to make it easier for gas dealers to prosecute drivers who drive off without paying.
Yeah, Mike.
Hey, I economized today by being on the motorcycle. Being on my Harley, you know, I saved gas today. I was eco-friendly.
And you look cool.
Yeah. Fat man on a little bike.
Gas is now 24% higher than it was this time last year.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes sex can go too far.
No.
Officials in Tennessee, for example, have decided that 25-year-old Rebecca Bargy of suburban Nashville did not mean to kill her husband. That's why they've only charged her with reckless homicide, which could still mean 4 years in prison for young, kinky Rebecca.
Oh, she's kinky?
Well, she apparently left her husband tied up in a bondage game that lasted for 20 hours.
You've done this before, haven't you?
Yeah, but never for 20 hours.
Have you really done? I mean, I know you're an experimental kind of guy. You have the
light, mild, short-term bondage. That's the big extent of it.
Light, mild. But you have a basket. You have a Taiwan
and
basket.
And a tip to the folks at home, always have a safe word.
Really? What's your safe word?
A Poughkeepsie. Police found the dead 29-year-old husband wearing pantyhose, a gag ball, and some duct tape around his head.
Poughkeepsie, Marsha. I can't feel my fingers.
There was a bad time one time when he forgot and just kept yelling, Saratoga.
Poughkeepsie. Marsha. Poughkeepsie. You've cut the circulation off.
So police found this 29-year-old guy dead wearing pantyhose. You don't want to be found that way. A gag ball and some duct tape around his head. He apparently suffocated sometime after the missus had stepped out of their trailer home.
Oh, they were in a trailer.
She apparently stepped out to meet some other guy at a motel.
Wow.
Ooh, she's a horn doggy.
And sometimes sex can go completely off the scale. In Moorestown, New Jersey, a cop and his girlfriend have both been arrested, not only for sex with three underage girls, but now he is also accused of having sex with cows.
Mm.
Coming up in your second buzz, a bad day for smokers. And coming up in the final buzz, why John McCain opposes equal pay for women. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. 877-365-3636. Get on the line to get on the air. Take more of your snoring calls. Also, we'll be discussing the controversial White House Correspondents' Dinner. Mm. And I want to find out from our listening audience. I want to do this right now. If you're listening to me, wherever you can hear me, I want you to find the highest price staples you can find. I'm talking about outrageous. We're going to discuss prices coming
groceries, up. Not like staples that you would put in
a stapler.
No,
not staples.
Basic
I'm talking staples.
Groceries.
You're talking your bread,
right.
Your milk, not toilet paper,
your
because
flour,
I don't think
your
that.
Eggs.
Stuff you can eat because
bacon.
It's all over today about the fact that
bologna.
They're prohibiting people from buying rice.
Cheese.
Because it's there's a shortage. Anything else you can think of?
Peanut butter.
Staples.
Yeah, basics.
Is peanut butter a staple in your house?
It is in my house. I have it every day for breakfast.
Yeah, me too.
Especially when you're playing the bondage game. I'd like people that have been in the grocery store to call us with the most expensive items. I don't know anything about prices. I swear to God, I really have no. Buzz seems to know his way around the prices milk and stuff.
I should, having worked grocery for as many years as I did.
And all that Price is Right you watch.
Yeah, but I'm sort of removed from it now.
Yeah, so we're going to try to find the highest prices for bread. We ought to limit it, right? We ought to limit it to bread, milk, cheese, and peanut butter.
Obvious basics.
Just give us a little idea if prices are really getting as nuts as they are.
And if at any time the bit goes badly, I'm going to yell Poughkeepsie.
Also, coming up next, we're going to try a call to the greatest 88-year-old woman in the United States of America.
Wow.
Hopefully she's home.
I hope so.
You know who I'm talking about.
I do.
My mom-o.
The great Mary O'Mara.
That's coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. Give us a call right now.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.